ATT and HIV, the clinical approach to treatment of tuberculosis in HIV infected patients depends upon which condition occurs first. If the patient is having tuberculosis first, then later HIV, then we have to delay antiretroviral therapy for 2 to 8 weeks, okay, after starting ATT. If CD4 count is less than 50, delay for 2 weeks. If CD4 count is more than 50 or there is CNS involvement, delay for 8 weeks. If CD4 count is less than 100, then also give prophylactic prednisolone for 4 weeks after starting antiretroviral therapy. If the patient is already HIV positive and he has later becomes TB positive, then we'll start the 4-drug regimen of tuberculosis and replace rifampicin with rifamycin, like rifampin or rifabutin, which is a less inducer of cytochrome P450 and has fewer side effects.